lightning express from the depot so grand had just pulled out on its way. All of the passengers who were on board seemed to be happy and gay, except a young lad in the seat by himself reading a letter he had. 'Twas plain to be seen by the tears in his eyes that the contents in it made him sad. The stern old conductor who passed through the car, taking tickets from everyone there, finally reached the little boy's side and gruffly demanded his fare. "I have no ticket," the boy replied, "but I'll pay you back someday. I'll have to put you off the next station," he said, but stopped when he heard the boy say, "Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of your train. For the best friend I have in this whole wide world is waiting for me in vain. Expected to die any moment and may not live through the day. I want to bid Mother goodbye, sir, before God takes her away." A little girl in a seat close by said to put that boy off, "It's a shame." So taking his hat, a collection she made, and soon paid his way on the train. "I'm obliged to you, miss, for your kindness to me. You're welcome, I'm sure, never fear." Each time the conductor came through the car, these words seemed to ring in his ear. "Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of your train. For the best friend I have in this whole wide world is waiting for me in vain. Expected to die any moment and may not live through day. I want to bid Mother goodbye, sir, before God takes her away."